Welcome to the Chart Toppin' Show, where you decide what plays. You choose your favorites. So enjoy the best sounds of Radio Sega.
Number 38.
Everyone, this is the Chart Topping Show, and I am Rapsik, and you have just listened to an amazing number 38, actually! T. Lopez's version of the Puyo Puyo theme for Sonic Mania, also known as Eggman Min Bin. That was a pretty good number 38, as I just said. And I hope you will find that good music will accompany us for the whole show, not just for its start. As usual, some of the global top 5 tracks overlapped with a few of the top 3 tracks for the top 5 requests. So, we went down to number 6. Requester number 6, which is the first person who is going to have their tracks played. And let me see who it is. Give me just a second. Okay, so... slow browser, sorry. Give me just a second. And number 6, and requester number 6 was Electric Boogaloo, actually. So, one of his tracks was on the top 5 globally, which means that we are only going to listen to 2 of his tracks. Actually, after the tracks from the top 6 requesters are done, we are going to go into X-Men vs. Street Fighter, an amazing fighting game for the Saturn and other systems like arcade and probably the PlayStation, Anyways, the game is legendary. Its 2D graphics are legendary. Its smoothness is legendary. Its music is also pretty good. And I gotta say that... it's very good all around. It's the continuation of Marvel superheroes like we thought, but as usual, I will talk more about it when the break comes, but for now, let's listen to Electric Boogaloo's two tracks that didn't make it to 5.
Number 6.
As usual, from Electric Boogaloo, we have tons of variety. We have Area 1 from Hammer Away, while this is the main theme from Twin Squash. Let me just look a bit more about that game. Let's get some information.
Number 5.
Yeah.
Question number 5 is Jay Starmax, and we got their usual Yakuza requests. Today is Diamond. That's a staple on this show, as long as Jay Starmax is one of the top 5 requesters. From Yakuza 6, by the way, which is coming out in April in Europe and the Americas. This is from Yakuza 2, A Scattered Moment. So, through research, looks like that Twin Squash is, it's pretty much a clone of Breakout. It's only on System C2's arcade system, and it was only released in Japan. How obscure could this be, and how does Electric Boogaloo know about these games? That will forever be a mystery. His other game, Hammer Away, arcade vertical shoot 'em up game developed by Santosh and set to be published by Sega in 91. Okay. On the Sega System 18, which is... Wait, what's the Sega System 18? Arcade system port released by Sega in 99. Okay, fair enough. Pretty obscure stuff.
て育児なしで日本足も震えてる。いつかは来る、さよならが来る、次の日のないカレンダー。嘘色染めゆく醜い世界は
Spagonia during the day, the Sonic Unleashed map. This is not Petey Kickass' Talkpad, rest assured. This was actually allegedly a requested track by SonicFan05, who was number 4 requester. We are going to hear that person, that person's three tracks, because none of them made the overall top 5. After three tracks of Yakuza, you can expect three tracks of Sonic Team. Sonic Fans 05's third most requested track is the awesome Sea Bottom Segway. You tell me how to pronounce that, I'm sorry. From Sonic Lost World. The previous track, by the way, was from the infamous Night's Journey of Dreams. Electrical Entertainment Broadway Guide. After this, we're going to have all the free tracks from our number 3 requester.
Number 3.
Gathering, I picked up many words, absorbed in a book and didn't hear you call. Sadly, my journey has begun, while everyone around blessed me. How could I know? Many words thrown into the fluttering, hatred and all. Suddenly, your journey has begun. If everything you know was lying, how would you know? Day by day, you paint on me. Gathered love, I have gathered so much. All the pieces that fit into my box, but there was not one important thing. One day was just like another. I believed it was my own intention, but now I'm not sure anymore. Suddenly, my journey has begun, while everyone around blessed me. How could I?
The soothing unplugged version for Pounding Pavement on the Arrange album for Daytona USA, unsurprisingly again one of Scudman's choices, who happened to be the number 3 requester last week. The previous one, the heavy metal song you heard just a few minutes ago, was Divide My Heart from Guilty Gear Xrd Revelator.
Under
Golden Heroes from the namesake game. That is the final one of out of the top 3 choices from Scabman last week. Soon enough it's going to be the number 2 requester.
Number 2.
these two tracks are actually my choices. These are the only two tracks from me, number two requested last week. The previous one was from King of Fighters 14. It was Ice Placed, King of Fighters 14 edition, which is Faithful Battle BGM 5, but I can tell you it's when Kula Diamond faces Angel. It's a remix of Kula's King of Fighters 2000 track. And this is the amazing Pounding Pavement version from Junsen Noe on Daytona USA Championship Circuit Edition. Thanks, Tim, for waking me up to this. This is an awesome track.
Number one.
Fights into Streams Flashback.
This is not a mistake. The number one requester last week put all their most requested three most requested tracks, actually, bad phrasing, my bad, on the global top 5, which means it's going to be played after this segment. And, well, you know how it goes, don't you? This segment is the one where I reminisce with about a certain fighting game, either by Sega or on Sega consoles. And this week comes X-Men vs. Street Fighter. Last week I played famous and memorable tunes, which was all of them, but yeah, you get my point, from Marvel Super Heroes. And, well, it kind of fits, doesn't it, since X-Men vs. Street Fighter was the game that came out after Marvel Super Heroes. It was only in Japan, though, and I'm pretty sure that it needed a RAM cartridge on the Sega Saturn. Let me just check. X-Men vs. Street Fighter Sega Retro. ...1997, which was pretty late on Sega Saturn's lifespan. Versus fighting game developed by Capcom and released for the Sega Saturn in 97. It is the first fighting game crossover to be released by Capcom. As Jamie said on the chat a while ago, combining characters seen in X-Men Children of the Atom, plus a few new mutants, yep indeed, with those of Street Fighter Alpha 2, also true. The Saturn version of the game was only released in Japan, and it supported the 4 MB extended RAM cartridge, but apparently it was not mandatory. Characters, you will be checking them out as songs play, because, well, every single character has a theme, right? Okay, so the Saturn version of this game was extremely close to getting a European release, being given a price of £49.99 and being packaged with a 4 MB extended RAM cartridge. It was meant to arrive in March, but Capcom and Sega pulled the plug at the last minute. And because we Europeans just lost access to one of the most iconic Sega Saturn games ever. Especially me, I mean, as a Portuguese, I can say that the Sega Saturn sold really well in Portugal, and before, I can tell you where the tides turned in favor of the PlayStation. It was because of Dragon Ball Final Bout. Dragon Ball was huge, and I mean really huge, in Portugal in the 90s, to the point where the Mega Drive game was directly ported from Japan, because it wasn't released anywhere except Japan, France and Portugal, as far as I know. And the same actually happened with Dragon Ball Z The Legend for the Sega Saturn. So when Dragon Ball GT Final Bout came out for the PlayStation, it really turned things around, because I completely remember being 14 or something, late 90s, and actually I was younger than that, let's say 12-13 actually, and the Saturn was definitely a much bigger deal than the PlayStation. And I remember watching like a show back then where people were saying that Portugal was the place where the Saturn sold the best, other than Japan. Anyways, I digress. Too long didn't read. It's a shame for us Europeans that X-Men vs. Street Fighter wasn't out, and apparently it was at least last minute on the Sega Saturn, because you just have to look at the sprites, they are beautiful. Those guys were just polishing them as time went, from X-Men Children of the Atom, which was the first, and Marvel Super Heroes, which was the second. And well, this all ended up with the legendary Marvel vs. Capcom 2. After like 4 more games, there was like Marvel Super Heroes vs. Street Fighter, the original Marvel vs. Capcom, and I don't think there was any other, and then it was Marvel vs. Capcom 2 with 56 characters, which was a record, and maybe it still is for a mainstream fighter. Well, regardless, let's enjoy the tracks now. Yes, this is the most famous tune. There was kind of a mishap on the playlist, and we played the boss theme to start the segment, which was definitely not what I wanted, so I'm gonna grab them and put them a bit further up, and essentially as the last songs to be played, other than the staff roll and the game over. Okay. And this is the player select theme, obviously! This song is really pumping. I mean, okay, it gets after a minute, but then again, this is quite an enthusiastic 10 seconds loop. Previously we had the legendary Wolverine theme, and now it's Cyclops. Cyclops. You got the idea at first, I hope. Previously it was Storm's theme, and this is Rogues. We are going through the X-Men first, as you may have noticed. Next up is the most legendary track, at least in my opinion. This is Gambit's theme, which reminds me that songs always changed whenever a character entered the screen, was tagged in. Yep. Every time a new character was tagged into the match, the tune would change to their theme. We'll be right back. previously it was Sabretooths, then Juggernauts, and now this is Magneto's theme. This is the songs are so short that it's hard to actually tell them on time without covering half the track. Surprise, surprise, this is Ryu's theme from this game, which is obviously an adaptation from his Street Fighter 2 one. I was thinking, remember when I said that whenever a new character jumped into the game, and there are four of them, so it took one of the sides to change character to for the track to change right away. Maybe that's why tracks are so short, because they are not supposed to be playing for long anyway. That's probably meant to give a dynamic approach to the game, in which it's so fast-paced, the music is always changing. That would actually make sense. And obviously, this is Ken's stage. But I think this is from his Street Fighter Alpha 2 tune, not Street Fighter 2. Chun-Li, obviously. By the way, the composers for this game are Yuki Iwai and Yuko Kadota. also a legendary Street Fighter 2 tune. This is from Zangief. Except it's not the Street Fighter 2 original one. I mean, this is clearly a remix for this game. Previously it was M. Bison, or Vega if Japanese, the dictator essentially, and this is Akuma's theme, also from his original track. Charlie's theme! There's only one left after these, and then the ending tracks. This is Kami's theme, which is nothing like her original Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 2 theme. So this is probably from her appearance on Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter Alpha 2 Gold, also known in chat, Street Fighter 0 2 Alpha. after the winning continue Apocalypse Fantasies. Happens to be the last boss, by the way. This is the staff credit theme. Afterwards, it's the game over jingle. So, boys and girls, this show is all a bit too close to the end. Let's just say that the top 5 tracks are going to be played, and all of them, and I mean all of them, are part of someone's top 3 requests. Number 5 is going to be Electric Boogaloo's the 3rd most requested track for him, so we're going to go into that without much further ado. I hope you've been enjoying the chat and the show. But there's not much to say, is there? Chart Topping Show, one more episode. Hopefully changes will come in the future, because, well, there's always room to improve, and on this format there's clearly lots of room to improve, so changes will definitely be made. Don't know what kind of changes, but we'll see in the future. We're going to the top 5, okay? Enjoy! Firstly, it's a brand new song on Radio Sega. It's from F1 Exhaust Note. Let me search the game up. Okay. It's a two-player arcade game modeled on Formula 1, a racing game released in 1991. On the Sega System 32. Let's see if it's on Sega Retro. Of course it is. It does not have a license, so all the cars and tracks were invented by Sega EM2. That's not really a good start, but it's Sega EM2, so this was probably a good game. The game was distributed as twin cabinets and was the first arcade game ever to have a special attract screen taking up both monitors show up when neither side of the cabinet was being used. Okay. Let me try to understand that. The first arcade game ever to have a special attract screen... Okay. So that it's supposed to be... divided, like, so that both are synchronized and both are part of the of a unique movie, just like an attract screen that sort of scrolls between two, just to give the illusion that one screen is actually connected to the other. That makes sense. F1 Exhaust Note was bettered by F1 Super Lap, released for the same hardware in 93. It has never seen a home console release. Yeah, because it was probably too good for the Mega Drive. And they didn't really bother about porting it to the Sega CD or the 32X. Okay, let's move on. Let's go to a game from that specific... game with a track from that specific game, which is Multiplayer Race.
5 left.
gets close now.
Number 5. Number 4.
Thank you.
Number four is last week's number one, which is from a old game that was barely known, from Battle Arena to Achieden, which was a PlayStation launching game. It was actually the number one game in Europe, at least, for the PlayStation. The Saturn had a better version in the shape of Battle Arena to Achieden Remix. And this is Duke's theme on it. Duke, classic fighting game character in a way.
Number 3.
The previous track was one of my. The number. Was I number 2 or number 3? I mean. Okay, I was a number 2 requester. Okay, and that was one of my tracks. And now, the top 3 tracks are all Jamie's. Who was the number one requester overall? Big surprise! This is I'd Die For You from Project Rub, Feel the Magic, XY/XX, Kimi no Tare Narashineru. This is the full version of the I'd Die For You track.
Oh,
number two.
彼女を思うとこの胸騒ぐ会いたい気持ちが彼女を思うと体温上がる恋しい気持ち彼女の笑顔は100億ボルトひとたび見たなら彼女の笑顔が忘れられない広がる朝夕方もできたて投げ出されても滞納しても耐えてゆけるさ迷うことなく逆風だって彼女の元へ駆け
出し駆け抜けいざ進め
彼女の周りに不穏なやつらあいつもこいつも
This is from the Rub Rabbits, Heaven and Hell full version. Well, Jamie surely picked weird, weird tracks. All of them obviously crazy creations from Takenobu Mitsuyoshi. Let's see what number one was afterwards. This show is about to end, boys and girls. Earlier than usual. I usually take 2 hours, but today was shorter because, well, I'm a bit tired, I have to admit, after a long day on PC Gamer Weekender. Enjoy number one. Please continue enjoying Radio Sega. And please do not mess up Discord because, everyone agrees that the quality of the chat has decreased a lot recently, and it's not as welcoming to beginners as it usually is. So please, guys, tone down on the shit posting. That's precisely what it is. Sorry about saying this out loud on the air, but it's about time someone does something publicly. I'll leave you with this. Keep requesting stuff on Radio Sega, keep following the live shows. On Monday by 8 p.m. British time, KC is coming with the Manic Monday show. See you next week, hopefully, boys and girls. And everything else.
Number one.
It's no use!
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.